You're listening to Talk Sports.
All they can recruit is Texas. I guess it's the kids that can't go to Texas or A&M or whatever. I mean, Texas.
And they're like, we'd rather go to SMU or Arkansas.
I mean, that's actually a pretty nice area up there.
I've never been.
East side of the state sucks, but up in northwest Arkansas, mm-hmm. It's nice. It's kind of like here. Mountains, okay. Mountains, hills. The Ozarks are there, you know.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
Not the Netflix series. But
no,
the,
not Jason Bateman.
No, he doesn't actually live there. And that's based out of Missouri, which is further north.
You ever watch season 2?
Than Arkansas. I'm like halfway through it, and I don't know. It's not doing it for me. It hasn't sucked me in. That's how I know if I'm really going to like a show, if it can just suck me right in. And I can watch a whole season in one day.
On 1340 WKGN.
That's the key for me. You gotta take me and suck me right up into your television program. Yeah, Chad Morris, he's beaten Colorado State, Portland State. Last year they lost to Colorado State. Good Lord. How awful can one coach be?
He's not good, man. Hour 3 kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour 3 headlines. What do you got for us, Draven?
I got to talk about Cam Newton talking about Bill Belichick, saying that I think Bill is the most misunderstood person in all of sports. He is dope. He is he's a cool dude. Basically,
what it says that leaves him says that he's like just like that with the media, but really like with players, he's funny and cool and charming.
A little surprising, isn't it?
No, I think to be like a successful coach and be able to get players in there, you gotta be kind of cool from a little bit to an extent. Like, you gotta at least be, you know, personable enough that people don't like hate playing for you, you know?
Yeah.
So
I like whenever we see like his personality come out a little bit. I was watching like a viral internet clip the other day of just him talking to Chad Johnson / Ocho Cinco, where he's just basically telling him, like, yep, we're doubling you the whole game, 85. That's our defense.
Yeah.
One out 85. And Chad's like, oh, come on, coach. He's like, nope, you're not getting the ball at all. He's like, you're gonna have a real easy day.
Have you seen Randy Moss inviting him to the Halloween party and dressing up like a pirate?
Yeah.
Pretty good as well. Pretty good. But, yeah, interesting. I thought it was even more interesting with Cam Newton, whose personality, you know, he likes to express a big personality and stuff. For him to say that about Bill Belichick, I think.
It's probably just like, Bill, bring me back, bro. I love Bill.
Just sucking up to him at this point?
That's all it is.
Another interesting quote coming out from a head coach, or I guess just what he said, was Arthur Smith, Cam. Arthur Smith, man, really crazy. Arthur Smith brought up a few players, just a few names, you know, big names he's excited to watch for. That's going to be on the Falcons. He's been, you know, watching them so far. And Matt Ryan, of course, quarterback, franchise quarterback, right? I mean, Calvin Ridley, great year. He brought up Chris Lindstrom, one of their offensive linemen, And Younghoe Koo was also a name brought up. The kicker, maybe arguably one of the best in the league. A name he did not bring up was Julio Jones. And a lot of people, a lot of Falcons fans included, were kind of surprised by this or questioned this. Cam, do you question this as well? Julio Jones' name getting left out of the conversation when it comes to excited players to watch this year.
Well, the average Falcons fan, most of them, are Georgia fans. And most Falcons fans are idiots. Two, Julio's just a given.
You'd have to be a real idiot to be a Falcons fan. It is true.
Most of Falcons and Georgia Bulldogs fans, they are not
you
my
would have to
people.
Be an idiot to not give up on that team after the franchise player got caught fighting dogs. Like, that would have been it for me. That would have been it for me.
Yeah.
We lost our generational quarterback, our franchise player, for fighting dogs. That would have been it for me.
We gave up our season tickets, but I was still a fan. But no, Julio's just a given. It's just a given you're excited to watch Julio. You don't have to mention it. It's just one of those things that it's just implied. It's always there. You know Julio's gonna wow you. You don't gotta talk about it. You gotta tell people, like, oh yeah, Ridley is really good. Oh yeah, Matt Ryan's still got some juice. Oh yeah, this lineman's cool. Oh yeah, that's a nice kicker we got. But you're like, oh yeah, of course we got Julio. Julio's there. He's always there.
John, you agree with this? From a different fan's perspective here, you think that's fair, that Julio's name not being brought up, no big deal? It's a given?
I'm Julio. I feel a type of way about it.
Because also, it's not like Julio had just some monster year and it was a given. He was dominant this past year. He had a kind of an up and down year.
Do you know who really should be a given for success in Atlanta right now? a name you shouldn't have to mention is probably Calvin Ridley. Like, no one's talking about Calvin Ridley being gone.
Yeah.
Why do you single out Calvin Ridley? Like, is he not a given? Is he not understood? I mean,
he's been underrated this, like, outside of Atlanta.
I don't think him outside of Atlanta is really, like, thinking, well, Arthur Smith's gassing up Calvin Ridley. Now he's on the radar. I don't think that's what's happening here.
No, but he's giving him his due. Julio's used to getting his due.
I guarantee you, Julio's a little bit more nervous about his standing with the team right now than Calvin Ridley is.
Yeah, Julio's chilling.
Overpaid, falling apart, last legs in the league.
Mm-hmm. Julio's always chill.
That's tough. Tough to be Julio. Just an aging star. It's over for you. Not as good as Michael Thomas.
Oh, my gosh.
Now shots are just
can
getting
run
fired.
More than one or two routes. Jeez.
Can't run any if you're not on the field, bro.
Hey, tell that Michael Thomas last year, too.
Michael Thomas was at least around at the end of the year when it mattered.
Yeah, how'd that work out for him? He always shows up in the playoffs, huh?
I mean, catches Julio having the playoffs last year.
Hey, at least when he makes the playoffs, he shows up. He shows up.
Not for my fantasy team.
Well, I told you I never draft Julio in fantasy, but
not for my fantasy team. not for my fantasy team. It didn't show up. Not when it mattered. Not in my playoffs. He can go to hell.
So is this a big deal for you, John? This is like somebody coming on the Titans and not even bringing up AJ Brown, but bringing up Adam Humphries. Like, yeah, I'm excited to watch Adam Humphries work in the slot.
It's we'll see. I mean, we'll see. Like, if he brings Julio back, I mean, if Julio doesn't get cut, I don't think that would happen. So, like, I mean, maybe Arthur Smith just didn't see him on film. Maybe he's trying to motivate him a little bit.
Maybe, yeah. Missed a little bit of time, like you said.
Julio's the last guy in that locker room I'm concerned with their demeanor and mentality.
Yeah, you don't need to motivate him. I don't know what he's doing. Maybe he just messed up. Maybe he just forgot.
Something bad to forget. What about Alex Smith's comments? Alex Smith talking about the Washington football team initially not wanting him to be there after his miraculous comeback that we all kind of fell in love with, the comeback player of the year. And he said, heck no, they didn't want me there. They tried to put me on the PUP list for 2 weeks. They tried to IR me. It's like, F that. He was pretty vocal in this, which I thought was pretty surprising because it kind of felt like him and Washington were at least on good terms. And like I said, we all kind of love the comeback story and all this with Washington and Alex Smith and all that. And, yeah, this sounds kind of sour. He sounds like he was pretty upset with Washington.
Is he just a bitter player? Is he just bitter right now?
Kind of sounds like it.
Yeah. Always got to take that into account whenever somebody's saying stuff. Like, is it true or you just got an axe to grind?
But, I mean, why would he be that upset? Like, he was able to get him back on the field and all that. Like, it was a good story for him. Like I said, he got comeback player of the year. What would he be mad about that he's not their franchise quarterback? Like, I don't think he expected that, right?
Sure, and I mean, that's understandable. But, like, he probably felt like they were moving on without him. I mean, like, he didn't get the starting job back when he came back. It took him, you know, one quarterback getting hurt and the other quarterback just being abysmal before he got back on the field. It's like, and if you were Washington, if you could keep it real, you probably didn't want him to come back. So you could just get, like, the retired exemption player, like, he doesn't count on your salary cap. Like,
yep.
If you were Washington, you would rather have had him come back, probably. Right? Especially, like, with Ron Rivera, and, like, you're trying, like, to have you're having new people in. I would say, like, ideally, they'd be like, hey, he just retires and goes away and we save this money. I got more left, he says.
Yeah. Still a little bit left in the tank.
I don't think you do, buddy. And, like, you know, I don't mean any disrespect.
No, I mean, like I said, it's a great story.
He's had to fight through a lot of things.
Yeah,
and, like,
great story.
He's already overcame the odds, but, like, I don't think you got anything left as a starting quarterback.
What about Ben Roethlisberger? Because he is officially coming back. Apparently him and
his agent said they were, but they said we got to wait on what the Steelers tell us contract-related, but, like, we ain't seen it yet, right?
Well, Art Rooney, the Steelers president, did say he came out with a statement earlier today pretty much saying Ben Roethlisberger and I met yesterday morning. We had a productive meeting. We were also able to discuss a lot of things related to where we are and where we want to be. He did say, Ben assured me that he is committed to coming back to help us win, and I told Ben that we would like to have him back to help us win a championship. We both understand that the next step is to work out Ben's contract situation. So, really does sound like, I mean, it's official that Ben's coming back. Of course, you got to work out the whole contract details and all that, but still, I'm just really curious. I mean, if you're a Steelers fan, how much do you want Big Ben to come back? Like,
well, the thing is, he's probably your best option for next year, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you don't bring Ben back, who are you bringing back? Or who you bringing in?
Mason Rudolph.
Right.
Josh Dobbs.
Right. So, like, if I'm them, I'm like, our best bet's probably Big Ben. And to me, the question just becomes, do they draft a first-round quarterback this year with the idea of, like, hey, maybe we can let him sit for a while? Or do they draft somebody to try to win a championship with Big Ben? Because I don't think they're winning a championship with Big Ben. Right?
I wouldn't think so, but, I mean, they went 12-4. I mean, they had some good things going for them at times. You want to allude to that a little bit? Or are you just focused on how it ended?
I'm focusing on just basically how it ended. I mean, maybe if I'm Big Ben, I'm like, hey, just give me a good offensive coordinator in here and this could be better because, you know, yeah, he had a bad relationship with his last offensive
coordinator. Run the football some, get a running attack going.
The thing is, like, they haven't been able to run the ball in 5 years. I mean, they ain't been able to run the ball, I mean, since Le'Veon Bell, you know, 4 years ago. And Le'Veon Bell, they're still passing the ball a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're saying, like, draft like an offensive lineman, I guess, in the first round if you're them?
Maybe draft a running back, don't they? I feel like they still need kind of a legit running back that they trust.
I feel like that'd be a bad idea to do in the first round for them.
Yeah, but maybe too high of a pick.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing with the Steelers, but, you know, like I said, if I'm a fan, our best probably running it back with Big Ben one more year.
Giving him one more shot, huh? The old vet.
Pittsburgh draft, 24th. This latest CBS mock just has him taking an offensive lineman. Alex Leatherwood from Alabama.
Yeah, I think I had him taking a lineman in my thing, too.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems to be probably what the best bet is there.
Yep.
At the quarterback that's there. Maybe take a quarterback in the second round if you could. But although I think I would just probably take just my chances and just go all out for this year.
Run it back.
Because that's probably – that roster's probably going to come due in a couple years where they're going to have to gut it anyways.
Mm-hmm.
At least on the offensive side of the ball. No. All right, go back to headlines. We'll play some overrated, underrated next. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
It's overrated.
Overrated, my friend.
Overrated. I'm going to tell you why.
I think that's a solid rated right there. It's perfect rated.
He underrated, man. He has some swag. He has some real swag.
Lobsters are underrated. They don't die.
All right, who's ready to play overrated, underrated?
Let's get it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. John did it last week, but I'm slowly running out of topics. I'm not going to lie. It's getting tough.
What you got, Hayden?
Okay, first up, we have hunting.
Hunting is absolutely completely overrated. I mean, what is the joy? Like, is it really that cool shooting an animal? And I'm curious. I want people to, like, tweet at me and let me know because I've never done it, okay? Yeah. So maybe I'm not the best to judge hunting, but I just can't imagine waking up super early in the morning in the freezing cold, sitting there, literally sitting there. I have friends that do it. You sit there for hours on hours. Then you move to another spot, maybe. And then you just sit there for hours and hours. And some of my friends have even said they didn't even shoot anything. They didn't even see anything. You're doing all this for nothing. And then once you finally do that, yeah, maybe it is cool shooting an animal. I don't know. I just don't think it would be, in my opinion. I just don't find the joy in it. Completely overrated. My goodness. Hunting's awful. Like, it's like complete opposite of what I would want to do on any day.
Yeah, hunting's overrated. I'm not a big hunting person. I've never done it either. I won't do it. Not a fan of it. Kind of, you hit pretty much almost every point there. Just stuff like that. Also, I'm just like, eh. You're out there taking out these animals. Like, I understand, like, some to extent, it's you can use it as population control for some stuff. But especially the people that feed an animal in one spot all year and then just go hunt in that spot knowing the animals are going to come there, that's some weak stuff. That is some weak, cheap stuff. You're not even doing anything. You suck as a person. Yep. I don't like you.
It's like fishing with dynamite.
Yeah, like, what's like, the point? It's like, okay, you're going to...
That would destroy the fish, though.
Yeah.
Also to be a bit... You get the same, like, if you hunting, you don't actually use the animal for anything. Like, if you just, you know, just kill some. I'm not a fan of that. Not cool with me. If you're gonna be out there hunting, I'd say at least use the pork, like eat the animal, do whatever you gotta do. But yeah, I'm not a big hunting person. Maybe it's the animal fan of me, but I don't know. I've never been a big hunting person. I won't do that at all. It's not for me.
Do you consider hunting a sport? Is hunting a sport?
No.
Yeah.
In sports, both sides have equal opportunity to win.
If fishing's a sport, I think hunting's a sport.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, if you make that case.
I guess if you're going for, like, the biggest at the time, but people just go, I don't think that's really...
Like 5 a.m., really 20 degrees.
I think you're vastly underrating the thrill of killing, like, your first deer or something like that.
Have you done it before?
Like killing I've never killed a deer, but they say it's awesome.
I mean, there would be that rush. There would be that power. Yeah, it would be kind of crazy.
I don't need that power complex for me.
You get your heart beating out your chest a little bit, but
Yeah, you shot something standing still, and wow, power. Go take it down with your hands like a man in a
there
knife.
You go.
Do that.
That's what we need to be
That's
doing.
That's a thrill right there. That's what it's all about. Yeah, no. Give the. Yeah, I'm not a fan of hunting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next we have soap operas.
Come on.
The list is running thin, right? I'm sorry.
Soap operas. I'm probably gonna go overrated, just because I don't think I would like that just high pitched singing the entire time. Like, I'm cool with the arts and stuff and being fancy and doing what you gotta do. I don't really get why you have to hold up a little like binocular thing. I don't know. You gotta do all that fancy stuff at the opera. I don't get that. Like, if I should just be able to see what I'm watching. I don't know. Also, yeah, that high-pitched singing, I don't think I could sit there and listen to that, like, for more than, like, 30 seconds. I would be losing my mind. I would probably have a headache by the time I get out of there. So, I gotta go overrated on the opera. Not for me.
I'm trying to think here. Honestly, it might be underrated. Just being able to dress up and wear a mask... I'm just looking at some of the images and stuff. You can do the whole mask thing. It's almost kind of like Halloween. You get to dress up.
What
a little
are y'all
bit.
Talking
that
about?
Cool, people wearing the little mask
for what?
The opera. People do that.
I said soap opera.
Soap opera.
Isn't that the same stuff?
It's
what's
the same
difference?
Thing.
No, it's not.
Same Wait, what's thing? The difference then?
Soap opera is a TV show.
Oh,
like the Days of Our Lives operas. And The Young and the Restless.
No, I'm out in those, too. I wouldn't sit there. That stuff seems boring to me. I don't know.
Honestly,
I thought you were talking
operas.
Like dressing up and going to the opera.
Operas.
I was so confused. What are you talking about?
A little mask. You get what I'm saying
okay,
now?
Okay. Yeah, I'm out on that. I would probably rather actually go to an opera than watch a soap opera. Yeah, that's overrated, too.
Yeah, soap operas are not any better. Just very fake, right?
Yeah.
You can see it. Just doesn't feel like real acting. I honestly really thought you said operas. Hayden, you sure you didn't say
I said
opera?
Soap operas.
They're both terrible. Both are terrible. Both are overrated, okay?
What's the point of
Do people still watch soap operas?
Soap
is that still a popular thing? Like, are they still on during the... I know they always come on, like, early in the day, like, kind of lunch time.
Lunch time,
Yeah, for people who just stay-at-home moms
networks, yeah.
Acting's just so brutal, man. Yeah, just so brutal.
They do seem really
it's the story
way
line,
more staged
though.
Than everything
yeah,
else.
Yeah, but... Ugh.
All right. Next, we have spray tans.
It's a tough one, Hayden.
They're coming back now.
They kind of are, aren't they?
About March, about time.
I would say maybe a little underrated. What? It depends, because there's some spray tans you can obviously tell it's a spray tan, right? You're like, okay, like, you got to chill out.
Like
you got
Oompa Loompa.
Yeah, just wait. The orangey look, not a fan. But you know, it's a lot healthier for you. If you're about to go to the beach or something, I get it. You know, people want to look tan at the beach. You don't want to be out there all pale because you've been cooped up in Tennessee all year. Want to go to the beach? You want to look a little tan real quick, too? It's quick.
Though.
It's convenient. Much healthier for you. I think it might be a little bit underrated, actually. Yeah. I might actually go get a spray tan.
Oh, boy. I'm going overrated because, yeah, most people mess it up and end up just orange. And you're like, what are you doing? You dressing up for a Vols game? What's going on here? I don't know. But, yeah, most people mess it up. Usually you can tell that it looks a little fake. I don't know. I like all natural. That's what I'm all about. If you want a tan, go to the beach. Go sit out in the sun. You can go tan. That's what tan is for. Throw on some tanning oil. Just sit out there. Do what you got to do. I guess I can't really relate. I don't really need to get spray tans. I'm thriving. So I don't know. It's overrated for me just because of how many bad ones I see, I think.
But the thing is also, Cam, me, myself, and including my family, a lot of us don't tan very well. A lot of us get burnt, you know, like quick, easy. I get burnt pretty easy sometimes. I don't have the best care. So I do think a spray tan, that would be definitely come in some convenience as well. It's got to be good, though. You're right. You know, you've seen some bad ones.
Yeah,
you've seen some ugly ones out there.
Bad ones, so. And I think I see more bad ones than good ones, so I'm going to go overrated.
John, you ever get a spray tan?
No. Lay in a tanning bag a couple times, but never a spray tan.
Hmm.
You?
No.
Hayden?
No.
Cam?
About weekly. No, I don't do that.
Thinking about it.
Why?
I don't know. Doesn't add a little one. Color to myself, John. What do you mean? Healthier for you?
Healthier for you? Spray tans are healthier?
Healthier than
laying
a
tanning
bed.
Yeah.
Okay. I got you.
Tanning bed.
Okay. I got you. I just thought you meant like there's health benefits to spray tans.
I don't think so.
No, I got what you're saying, though. Yeah, the sun is dangerous.
It is. It's very dangerous.
It's our best friend and our worst enemy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got to put on sunscreen. Man, I can't wait to go to a pool.
Ooh.
Just want to lay in a pool. Drink some White Claws.
That does sound lit. Oof.
Mm. Have you boys put sunscreen all over me?
Don't start. Okay.
All right, next we have the show Survivor.
I guess I gotta go overrated because I've never watched it. But you hear about it a lot, and I know it's like was a long running show. Still is, if it's still going. But like I know it's a popular show, stuff like that. I'm not a big reality TV person personally. I don't like if you want people to survive, throw them out there and let them actually survive. If somebody dies, somebody dies. That's why it's called Survivor, you know. I'm just not a reality TV person, so I'm gonna go overrated.
Completely agree. Overrated. Reality TV is completely fake. It's all fake. It's all fabricated. Survivor is completely fabricated, and it just completely takes away from the show.
It's completely fabricated.
It's fabricated. It's all
fake. What do you mean?
They're actors.
They're not gonna let
them
die.
They're actors. They're not actors. They're real people.
That's what they want you to believe, John. I'm not getting into this whole argument with reality TV. I do this with my mom all the time. She's
you think they're actors?
She's all about reality TV. Reality TV, it's not real, okay? I'm not going to buy it. I'm not going to buy Survivor. I'm not going to buy what they're selling, okay? Yeah, I do. I think they're probably just actors. I think they're actually not surviving. Yeah, I would probably say that.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I mean, they're not going to let anybody die out there.
It's all fake.
If you're not willing to let somebody die, you're not really surviving.
It's not about surviving the wilderness, Cam. It's about surviving the game.
Mm-hmm.
You got to outwit.
So it's
outlast. It's about surviving, not getting voted off. Do you even know what happens on
Survivor? No, I don't watch the show.
Yeah, you don't. It's not Survivor Man, they just throw you out in the jungle.
Oh, well, that's lame now. No, I really don't want to watch it.
They put 20 people out there and you survive the challenges and not getting voted off. That's how you survive.
So it's like.
Mm-hmm.
It's fake.
It's not fake. What do you mean it's fake?
So it's like that cartoon Total Drama Island. Like that. That's what I'm getting.
I would imagine Total Drama Island is based off Survivor rather than the other way around. Survivor's been around for
probably,
a long time.
Probably, but okay, that was a decent show.
I mean, it has to be underrated. It's been around forever. Survivor, holding strong. Over 40 seasons.
Do the people who don't win, do they get paid?
I don't know. I mean, like you get paid per week you're out there.
Oh, really?
I had an audition for Big Brother, but I was not going to be on the main Big Brother. The one year they were doing like online only. But anyways, a part of like the negotiations is like you get basically I think it was $1,000 a week.
Hmm.
So like you know like people can take off their jobs and stuff.
Hmm.
So I gotta imagine Survivor maybe even more because I mean it's a big money maker for CBS whereas this one's just like the rap only shortened version of Big Brother.
Yeah, so yeah, that would make.
I would
sense.
Say you at least get $1,000 a week to go out there.
How come you didn't get on there?
How come?
He's not an actor.
I was too chubby.
He's not an actor.
No.
I was in a weird space. In my mind, what happened? You either got to be comically big, where people think you're funny, or you got to be in shape with sex appeal. You never just see any chubby guys on reality TV,
that's
in case
fair.
You haven't noticed. Especially Big Brother.
All this stuff is pretty cookie cutter.
It's either you're a big guy, or you're a fit guy. There's no just chubby guys on there. Just watch next time. Next time they show
that
a cast.
That might be true, actually.
Yeah, I think that's a good
now
point.
You're never going to not notice that.
You either got to be one of the two. You got to be in shape, which, you know, next go around. You know, guys.
Oh, God.
You know. I would have liked to have been on there, though. But it was the 2016 football season. So his apartment is like, it was going to be like filming in September. So like, do I want to, I was doing all those farm videos. Like, do I just want to disappear for 3 months and no one knows where the hell I'm at? What if I come out, we've won the national championship?
Yeah.
You know, obviously.
I was about to say, we didn't.
I was like, I don't know if I would have won if they had cast me. I might have, but it would have been hard decision.
Mm-hmm. Mm. 3 months, you said?
Yeah. It would have been like September through December.
Yeah.
All right, last esports is last.
Esports. Oh, I'm gonna go underrated because you can get a scholarship in esports now. You can go pro in esports. You can make money. You know, parents always used to be like, "Don't play video games; they're bad for you." Yada yada yada. Well, mom, I'm trying to get my way to college. That's what you can yell at your parents now, kids. If they're telling you don't play video games, say, "Mom, I'm trying to make it so you don't have to pay for me to get to college. I'm sorry, I'm trying to help the family out and you know be successful." So, video games have taken a turn. I like that it helps out video games and stuff like that, and it's pretty cool that I think you can get, like, paid to be on a professional team to, you know, just play video games, because video games are cool. I rock with some video games. So, yeah, that's pretty sweet stuff. So, I think I could go underrated.
Absolutely. Underrated here. Nick Merckx, by the way, one of the biggest streamers out there, plays a lot of Call of Duty. His net worth is about $2 million. Like, these guys are becoming more and more popular. You're seeing more and more streamers. Twitch is becoming a more and more frequently used app. It is. And like you said, scholarship.
Because he's one of the few guys, big streamers that actually uses, like, console.
Yeah, he is. Most of them use, using the PC.
PC people. But, you're hitting the points right
there. Yeah, and I actually found myself kind of enjoying watching these guys stream. Really. Originally, I always thought, like, it's probably boring. They're just sitting there playing a video game. Like, what's fun about that? They're really good, but it's still not that cool. But now, I found myself enjoying them. They're entertaining.
Some personality and stuff,
too. Yeah, exactly. They're entertaining. They're really good as well. You throw in kind of the dynamics of the game in there as well, while also getting entertained by just a really funny or kind of just cool guy just sitting there playing video games. It's all, I'm all about it. Underrated. You ever watched a stream of Call of Duty, anything like that, John?
No.
John is a streamer.
Oh, yeah.
I've streamed with my friends before.
Yeah, you told me about that.
I find them entertaining, but I'm not going to, like, hate on it because people like doing it. I mean, especially younger kids. I mean,
it's going to be
some younger kids like watching people stream more than, like, watching it on TV. So, like,
yeah. It's becoming more and more popular.
There are very few people I think I'd like to stream, but I haven't tried them, so maybe there's more people I would like.
Yeah, you're just going to kind of find the game you like.
Anybody has a good meltdown.
Yeah, those are always fun.
Like people screaming. That was my style, just scream.
Ah, damn it!
There's a lot of those
out
there.
I get mad at video games sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. Good batch over right underrated from what I heard. Talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Your pet is in...
Tonight... Hayden and myself will be in here taking your phone calls on the G3 Help Me Hotlines. That's going to be a late one, Hayden. Approximately 11:15, we will tip off after the game ends. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, call the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. Visit G3HelpMe.com or call them at 865-558-8030, serving all of East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience. Let the G3 team get you the money that you deserve. That's G3HelpMe.com. Looking forward to taking phone calls. Hopefully after a win. All right, what all have we...
Not too many, though, you know. Just a few.
That's a good point. That's a good point by you. All right, what else do we need to hit today that we haven't hit yet in terms of sports news? I know we got this news coming out just now about Les Miles. I'll get to that in a second. Not a good look for Les Miles or LSU. Anything else we've missed, Cameron?
I haven't really seen anything else come out. It was the last stuff. We touched All Stars. Tennessee basketball.
Seems like we hit everything we needed to hit.
Any Tiger Woods updates?
No.
This afternoon?
Not since we've come on the air.
I'm sure he'll just be like recovering in the hospital for a while, and then we'll get like news when he gets out. Probably his next thing we'll really get.
So now the Advocate down in Louisiana reporting that Les Miles offered a secret settlement to an LSU student, sources say. It is now no longer a secret. It is just a public settlement.
Yeah, well, the settlement hasn't officially been released yet.
Correct.
The lawyers are fighting to keep that.
And he hasn't admitted to it. He was asked about it and didn't address it. Said it's false that he got accused of flirting with a student intern. To the point where she felt uncomfortable and filed a complaint, and he offered her a settlement to make it go away.
Yeah, and so the concerning thing for me is when the lawyer had a quote where he was like, yeah, we don't want this release because it will ruin the image of Les Miles and, you know, basically paint him in a negative light. And so I'm like, that's pretty telling. You don't want this out because you're basically saying it's going to make your guy look bad.
Well, also then he was married, and I would say he didn't want to have anything come out.
Yep.
Regardless, settlement doesn't always mean you're guilty. Do we think of that? Do we have that conclusion that a settlement doesn't mean you're always guilty, Draven? Or do you think whenever somebody settles, it's probably because they're guilty?
It's probably because they're guilty. I mean, why else would you settle, right?
Well, I think of it sort of as like the same way of like when people take plea deals in court.
Yeah, there's no way to like prove your innocence sometimes necessarily.
And it's not worth the risk. Like, I mean, if you're Les Miles and you could pay somebody $50,000, which again, I don't know what figure this would be, but if you're Les Miles and you make $1 million a year and you have a happy family, whether or not you think you did anything inappropriate, you might not want to go to the court of public opinion. Mm-hmm. You might just say, look, here's $50,000. Like, I'm sorry if I upset you. Let's move on. Now, he could be a creep too and offer a payoff. Like, that is also very possible. But I'm saying I don't think we should, even if there is a settlement offer, that necessarily means that he was doing anything too egregious.
Yeah.
Because, again, you'll see people take plea deals all the time because, you know, the court system's kind of messed up and you don't want to risk going to prison for a long time for something like you said, Cam, that you are relying on 12 people to make the decision on.
Or even just like the money of like fighting stuff in court, you know, adds up, so it's cheaper sometimes to just be like, all right, I'll do this, whatever I got to pay here, and just, you know, tap out. But
when you combine this at LSU too with the other stuff, like they've had a shady track record down there between Les Miles and Ed Orgeron.
Yep.
But this is from 2010, so like, I mean, this is not directly tied to like Orgeron's time and the scandal there, you know, around that. Yeah. Although,
but it did come up just because it's like, of course, they're investigating Orgeron and it's just under the umbrella of every fan. They're just going through LSU stuff and they found this too. So, Les is probably like, oh man, didn't think he'd ever see this come up again.
But is LSU ever gonna get in trouble though? Like, they didn't even get in trouble for like Will Wade stuff. Like, are they ever gonna get penalized or anything?
Man. They didn't go to a bowl game this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Lots of punishment over there.
they made sure that they didn't go to a bowl game this year. What more do you want from them?
Yeah, you're right.
What more do you want? Is that not enough?
We're going to handle it internally. Go Tigers.
You guys seen the character they have playing Ed Orgeron on the Young Rock show? Have you guys seen that?
No.
You guys need to look it up. You guys need to look up the clip of young Ed Orgeron at Miami as an assistant coach overlapping with his time where Dwayne The Rock Johnson was playing at Miami. The character they have playing Orgeron is comically bad.
Really?
It's like a skinny guy, which at the time maybe Orgeron was skinny. I don't know.
I mean, football.
That's what I'm saying. Like that, but it's just funny seeing it. But it's also like a guy trying to do an Orgeron impression. Like,
it's bad.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I'll see if I can find it to show you guys during the break. But I can't get it out of my head when I think of Ed Orgeron now. So yeah, Les Miles, like you said, probably thought he was out of the woods with this, and then it wouldn't come back up. But the LSU scandal currently going on has just led to internal investigations that has brought this to the light.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a great look for LSU. I don't know, what all will end up coming up from this investigation, like in total, if they will actually get big penalties or anything like that. But yeah, not a great look. And yeah, now Les Miles is probably like, I got to deal with this again and a bunch of stuff.
I guess while we're talking college football, we could squeeze in. I don't know how newsworthy this is, but did you guys see Jamie Hyatt? Jalen Hyatt's dad. You guys see his tweet about the Zoom meeting with Coach Heupel last night? You at least got the most vocal parent on social media saying he's all in with Josh Heupel. Says all the parents had a Zoom meeting with Josh Heupel last night. It was his idea, by the way. Vol Nation, we have a player's coach who's going to love and push our sons to form a close team. First brotherhood. A team first brotherhood to compete, to strive for excellence on and off the field in a myriad of different ways. Is that a big deal, no deal?
At least we know he's still going to be
good
here.
Good start.
It's a good start for Jalen Hyatt being here, yeah. It'd be nice to go get his little brother, too.
Yeah.
Who's a top 100 receiver. I was worried about Jalen Hyatt transferring just because I like Jalen Hyatt. I think he is a talented player. But to have a, you know, I wonder if all the parents feel that same way. You combine that with Quarvarius Crouch being involved in being, you know, visible in the Tennessee hype video. Crouch out there getting some reps. A couple of guys, I guess, that maybe some people are worried about leaving seem to at least be bought in for now.
Did he do this with every player's parents and stuff?
I would imagine it was a big group. I would imagine it was not one-on-one. I'd imagine it was
I was curious how that process went.
Here's a link to all the parents if you want to come in and hear from me. And I'll take any questions you might have.
Yeah, okay. That probably makes more sense.
I would imagine it was not one-on-one with everybody.
Imagine if somebody just started roasting him. Like,
who the hell is this goofy looking guy?
He don't seem qualified for this job.
That'd have been bad. Yeah. I'd have felt bad for old Hypo if that happened. But yeah. So I mean, like I said, I don't think it's anything big, but I guess you know, the parents saying the right things.
At least we know Hyatt's not transferring. Or fingers crossed he's not transferring. Did you see like the stat of how much like how many players that transferred out of here?
25. We had a whole recruiting class get out of here. Did all of them leave? It just said enter the transfer portal. I don't think it specified that they all left. So,
I don't
a couple
think so,
of them came
yeah.
back.
Yeah. I think the next closest school was at like 18.
Yeah, it was Mississippi State at 18. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oof.
Updating the poll question. We just topped over 1,000 votes.
Hey.
Is it acceptable to wear sandals in a casual office setting in close proximity to other people? 1,002 people voted. 710, roughly, of those people said no. It is not acceptable to wear sandals. 290 people, approximately 29%, have said that it is okay.
I'll take those 30%, honestly.
Those Charlie. Are the allies you want?
Yeah.
You and Charlie in there. Y'all, how many extra Twitter accounts did y'all make for that?
Just a few. Okay. Bump up that number just a little bit.
Are any second guesses? Any second thoughts?
Any regrets?
Any regrets?
No, not regrets. God did say if you're a woman, yes. Seems a little unfair. A woman can wear sandals, but I can't? Wait, what?
I do think that's a fair distinction.
Is it?
But I'm guaranteeing if we got that guy have a hammer down, he'd start specifying. Needs to be a petite, cute woman. It smells
right.
Good.
Just get
of course. He's not letting all women wear sandals. I'm imagining if that guy's specifying.
Some people vouching. What about slides? Slides in the sandal category as well?
Yeah, but with slides you wear socks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So does that change that up any?
No, if you wear socks, it's fine.
Okay. It's just the no socks.
The feet.
It's just seeing
it's the
toes.
Feet.
Seeing
the
toes.
It's
the
feet. Slides and socks are fun. Wearing those at the gym, you know, things like that. Okay. Last call on the other side is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Apex Pet.
Last call on the program, live from the White Claw Hearts Out Studios. Cameron, what do you got for us?
I got Nutritionist gives an interesting breakfast update.
Okay, I'm actually interested in this. Is breakfast still the most important meal of the day?
Well,
or is that what that's about? I don't know. What's it about? What's happening here?
It is that pizza is healthier than most breakfast cereals for breakfast. He says pizza's better for breakfast than most cereals.
Well, yeah, most cereals like Fruit Loops and Apple Jacks and Frosted Flakes and
It's just sugar.
Rice Krispies, pure you always sugar. Have to, when I had white Rice Krispies, I had to always put like an extra scoop or two of sugar in there. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it seems terrible for you. Well, like, says, the Honey Nut Cheerios and the Cheerios might be okay, but like, is that what he's talking about, just the sugar contents?
Well, yeah, a little bit of that. He says, basically, a slice of pizza and a bowl of cereal with whole milk contain nearly the same amount of calories.
Well, whole milk? Who the hell's drinking whole milk?
I don't know.
Anybody drinking whole milk for their cereal? Like, what kind of psycho's doing that?
I don't know.
Like, I even feel like 2% these days is too damn thick for cereal. I go skim milk, and no, it's basically water. That's fun. I understand. I'm not there for the milk to build me up. I just want some cereal.
True.
I don't know
true.
If I've ever had whole milk.
It's thick as hell.
It is.
And like I said, I don't know who the hell is putting it on their cereal.
Interesting. But he also adds that pizza also has more protein, not as much sugar, so you won't have a sugar crash later, and your appetite will be more satisfied than eating a bowl of cereal.
I mean, that seems to be accurate. I mean, how many pieces of pizza is he suggesting? One? Two?
I mean, he just said one is about the same as, like, a calorie-wise.
Yeah, I mean, one piece of pizza, like, it's big, you know, a big meats pizza is like 400 calories per slice. So, I mean, it seems, I don't know if that would fill you up the same level of cereal, but cereal doesn't really fill you up either. So, I guess, yeah.
Yeah. So,
who eats one bowl of cereal? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, usually you got to get at least two if you're going to feel full.
Yeah.
More than a half sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't, you keep the milk in there.
Right.
Sure. Next time you're reaching for the cereal. Put it back and grab some milk. Grab some pizza.
I don't either that often. I like it. You don't like
cereal? I love cereal. Yeah. No, I love cereal.
Yeah. Cereal's one of those ones I don't eat a ton either. But
I don't buy milk that often anymore.
Yeah.
Me neither.
Hurting the dairy farm.
But I do eat cereal. I feel like I'm more likely to eat it in like the afternoon than I would in the morning.
The afternoon?
Like a snack. Yeah. I feel like I see cereal more just like a snack.
I used to eat cereal a lot like late at night.
Yeah. A little late night snack.
Along the same lines of snack. Yeah. Poor dairy farmers.
I got a story for you.
The damn almond milk people have put them out of business. Now we don't even eat cereal. When I do eat cereal now, the only cereal I eat now is just Honey Nut Cheerios.
That's my favorite kind.
I know. That's your favorite kind?
Yeah.
My favorite kind's Frosted Flakes or Apple Jacks. But too much sugar.
I put sugar on my cereal.
Oh. I did that with Rice Krispies. That's it.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. All right, you got a story.
I do.
Let's hear it.
All right. The Pro Football Hall of Fame adding this kind of equipment.
Nope.
Really? Why you gotta do that?
There is not one thing, one piece of equipment that could be adding to the Pro Football Hall of Fame that I would care about.
You don't even know the story.
I don't want to know.
Then give it a chance.
Respect the game. I don't want to know it. There's not one piece of... It doesn't seem interesting to me. Cereal sounds interesting. Pizza for breakfast. I do love pizza for breakfast. Do you guys know that First Take used to be called Cold Pizza? Yeah, did you know that?
Hmm.
On ESPN? Did you know that?
It used to be called Cold Pizza?
That was the name of their morning show, Cold Pizza.
That's what you eat in the morning.
Then First Take was a segment on Cold Pizza. And they would like go like back and forth to the desk like once every like 20 minutes or so and argue a topic. And then eventually they're just like, let's just make this the whole show. Cold Pizza, gone.
What was the show originally? Are they not arguing on that?
They were doing other stuff, too. It was like kind of like a sports center, but with more conversation attached to it. And then they'd argue some stuff, and they'd have highlights and interview guests and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It was like Woody Page was on there. Woody Page and Skip Bayless. Jay Crawford.
Hmm.
What was that girl's name? What was his partner's name? She left. She went to CBS. Dana. Is that her name? Dana? She was the one that got yelled at by Leonard Hamilton that one time during March Madness. Do you guys remember that? When Leonard Hamilton was really mean to her.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Dana Jacobs, is that her name? Does that sound right?
That would sound kind of right. I don't remember her name, but I do remember that.
Cold Pizza. Dana Jacobson, is that
her name? Yeah, I was thinking. That's worked on ES. Yeah, she spent a decade from ESPN.
Dark kind of girl. Yeah,
yeah, that's her. Yeah.
Yeah. When Leonard Hamilton was so mean to her. Yeah, she's on Cold Pizza back in the day.
Well, I have another story.
Then I think she was the first host of First Take. Then she left ESPN. Go ahead.
I got lesbian love triangle.
Okay. Pop your brakes. Does that not sound way more interesting?
Lesbian love triangle found guilty in the biggest series of locker room thefts in Chechnya. For 3 years, a group of three women had been stealing from locker rooms in various fitness centers. One of them was a policewoman. She claims she conducted the crimes because of a love for another member of the organized group. So basically, this unusual gang of thieves was held before the court in the Czech Republic yesterday. Three women were found guilty in the country's most extensive series of thefts. Two of them were stealing from lockers in a fitness center. I'm not going to attempt their names. They got wild last names. They were stealing from lockers and fitness centers that usually visited by more wealthy customers. The pair used various wigs for camouflage. They got into the locker rooms, opened the lockers, and stole all the valuables and money they could find. Their accomplice helped the two hide the crimes away from the detective unit, as she was a policewoman at the time. The group launched the operation in 2014, and they finally caught them in, like, 2017.
I'm so red right now. We got people caping for whole milk. Who the...
Got
weird. Two people. Ugh. Telling a terrible cold take on the whole milk. Who the hell likes whole milk? Too much.
During the 3 years, they managed to steal goods worth around $23,000. One of the chicks described her role as a result of her emotional despair. Before the crimes took place, she had been living with one of the other women. But that lady ended their relationship and started dating the other person. She said, "I loved her very much, but I was psychologically exhausted from the fact that she found a new partner," she said before the court. "So I did things that were against the law. I wasn't aware of the consequences back then. I regret my actions. I wouldn't have done it now, but I am not able to turn back time."
That's it. You can't turn back time. That's the important message here, people.
That is very important. She and her former partner both ended up with a sentence of 30 months in prison with 4 years probation. The third had a slightly more strict punishment because of another crime of hers, which they didn't list. All three parts of the love triangle agreed to pay for all the damages.
That's nice of them.
Some people have received their valuables back, while the rest will receive financial compensation.
No harm, no foul. Let's just pretend it never happened.
Yeah.
The Drive's up next, live from, I believe, Old Ben Franklin Motor. Stay tuned right here on Fan Run Radio.